We're in Hilchas Yontif. We're in Siman Tov Tzadi Vav, the halachas of Yontif Sheni, and we are up to and we'll be doing Sif Gimel, the last Sif of the Siman. Bnei Eretz Yisrael Shabou L'Chutz Laretz. Ben Eretz Yisrael that came to Chutz Laretz. So a Ben Eretz Yisrael does not generally keep 2 days Yontif. In Eretz Yisrael, they only keep one. He came to Chutz Laretz where they keep a second day of Yontif. Asurim lasos malacha b'yantif sheni. They are not allowed to do malacha on yantif sheni. B'yishuv. B'yishuv meaning where there is where people live. Afilu dato lachzer. Even though his intent is to go back to Eretz Yisrael, he's only visiting. He's a tourist in Chutz Laretz. The halacha is that in the yishuv where people live, it is usur for him to do malacha. This is the halacha of someone who goes from one makom to another, his dato lachzer, his das is not to stay in the second place, but his intent is to return home. The halacha is that he has to keep the minhagim of the place he came from, as well as the minhagim of the place that he is in. The halacha of makom shenahagu, you're not allowed to go against the minhag hamakom. So, the halacha is that is b'yishuv. V'chol zman shelo higia liyishuv, whereas if he hasn't yet gotten to civilization, he's on his way, but he didn't get to a place where people live, afilu ein dato lachzor, even though he plans, once he gets there, to stay there. This is someone who is leaving Eretz Yisrael, and he is emigrating to another country, to a country in Chutz Laretz. So he does not become chayiv in Yontif Sheni until he actually reaches the yishuv in Chutz Laretz. But if he left Eretz Yisrael and didn't yet get to a place of yishuv, he's still out in the desert, the halacha is that he does not have to keep Yontif Sheni yet. Lefisha dayan lo hukva lios kamosan. Aval im higia liyishuv ve'ein dato lachzor nasa kamosan. Whereas once he gets to the yishuv and he does not plan on returning, he then becomes a ben chutz laretz, and he is like them. Va'aser ben b'midbar ben b'yishuv. A ben chutz laretz cannot go out into the desert and not observe Yontif Sheni. It's only that if he was a ben Eretz Yisrael, and he left Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz laretz, the halacha is that he is not chayev in Yontif Sheni till he gets to the yishuv. But once he gets to the yishuv, he's a full-fledged ben chutz laretz, and will have to keep Yontif Sheni anywhere. What is the definition of yishuv? Is yishuv only a place where there are Jews, or even a place where there are only non-Jews? So we find like this. In a case of somebody that was dato lachzor, in the case of somebody who left Eretz Yisrael with the intent of returning to Eretz Yisrael, there he does not have to keep Yontif Sheni until he gets to a yishuv Yisrael. In the case of somebody who left Eretz Yisrael for the sake of returning to Eretz Yisrael, for the sake of leaving Eretz Yisrael and actually settling, he emigrated. He wants to settle in Chutz Laretz. There, the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that even if he comes to a yishuv of non-Jews, the halachi is that he's going to have to keep Yontif Sheni. There are those, he does bring down an opinion, that there are those who hold that even in a yishuv of non-Jews, since he is emigrating, once he gets to the country and there are people that actually live there, even though they're not Jews, he would still have to keep Yontif Sheni. So we have a machlokas, someone who actually emigrates, finds himself in a place, goes to a place, he has not yet arrived in the place in Chutz Laretz that he's going to settle in. He's in a place right now where there's only a non-Jewish community. So there, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Ikar HaDin seems to be that he does not have to keep Yontif Sheni, although there are those that are machmir. Now, this halacha where you get the halachas of the chumris of the place you left if you plan on going back, and the place that you're coming to because you're visiting, because you're not allowed to be mishana mimina kamakom, the Mishnah Berurah applies and says, in the case of a ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, the halachi is on Yontif Sheni itself, he's supposed to wear Bigdei Shabbos. That is a dover shebefarhesya. It is something public, and he must keep the minhag hamakom and wear Bigdei Yontif, that is. With regard to davening and putting on tefillin, he does that on his own. He would not go to shul and daven a tefillah of Chutz Laretz. nor would he go and put on tefillin in shul. What he would do is he would daven beino levein atzmo and keep it as a weekday because it's no longer yantif for him. In the case of bnei chutz laretz that come to Eretz Yisrael, so on the second day they would have to keep yantif, and that is considered a davar shebetzina. Now, in the case of somebody that goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, or Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, for the sake of making some money and then going back. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if he took his whole family and he's just going there to make money, it's as if he moved there. Even though he says it's temporary, we say that it could be for keeps. Because the chazaka is, we assume that if a person goes for the sake of making money, if he's successful, he'll probably want to stay. So if he came with his family and his intent was to make some money and go back, we assume if he's successful, he will probably stay. And it becomes whatever it is, if it's Teretz Yisrael one day or if it's Chutz Laretz 2 days. Whereas, let's say a person goes to another country for keeps. He says he's going to stay there, but his family hasn't arrived yet. We do not say that the fact that his family hasn't come affects his decision. The halacha is that if his intent is to stay, then we consider him a full-fledged member of the place. A ben Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz Laretz, a ben Chutz Laretz goes to Eretz Yisrael with the intent of staying, even though his family has yet to come with him, has yet to join him. The halacha is he keeps the halachas of where he's gone to. Then the mechaber adds, v'chol chutz l'tchum ein nosn lav chomer makom shalach l'sham. In the case of somebody that left left his place almanas to come back, say a ben Eretz Yisrael who is a tourist in Chutz Laretz, he is outside the city limits. He does not have to keep yantiv sheni, since Chutz Laretz is not machayev him because he's just a tourist. He's a ben Eretz Yisrael. The only machayev would be you're not to be different than the minhag hamakom. If it's outside the tchum of the yishuv, he would not have to keep yantiv sheni.